We keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and we have to go ahead and just break down this huge news. The Chicago Bears get Keenan Allen from the Los Angeles Chargers for a fourth round pick in the 2024 draft, and this has the Chicago Bears fan buzzing. This has the NFL community buzzing. And what does it mean for the Chicago Bears? What does it mean for this upcoming draft? What does it mean for Justin Fields? We're going to break that all down in just a second. Before we get into the actual details, I generally think this was a really smart move, especially after the Bears losing Darnell Mooney, who is going to get paid heading down in Atlanta. But if you're looking at projecting and looking into the future, you've noticed that Ryan Poles, to his credit, has made a lot of moves with the future in mind, not just for the talent that's going to be playing on the team, but talent that could possibly be playing for the team. And not just in the draft, but looking in free agency the next few years, looking at this year's later round draft rounds, looking at next year's draft. You can see this front office really doing their due diligence and trying to make sure that they're ahead of the curve, that they're not getting caught by needing certain needs for the future. And we'll get into why I think that's the case. But let's look at what's led us down to this road in my, I think, thesis in this entire situation. And that's the Chicago Bears, I believe, have made it pretty damn clear that they are going to pick Caleb Williams, that Caleb Williams will be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears starting the 2024 season. I think when you bring in people like DeAndre Swift, when you bring in Keenan Allen, when you bring in Gerald Everett, when you're matching them with a DJ Moore and a Cole Kmet, when you're investing in a center and line depth, and you're developing linemen that you drafted with high draft capital last year, it's to protect your number one asset, the thing that can change your franchise, the momentum that you're looking for in building around Caleb Williams has already started. It isn't just hoping that you get one of these young studs at wide receiver in the ninth pick and adding him with a DJ Moore and hoping for the best with Caleb Williams. It's, we're going to give Caleb Williams everything possible to develop. And when all these guys, like a Keenan Allen, who's already 32 years old, is out of his prime, or DJ Moore is out of his prime, or one of these rookie wide receivers is coming to their own, Caleb Williams has developed around pros. Look at what this roster looks at right now. Just look at the way it's constructed. It is built not to get the most out of Justin Fields, who we'll get into in a second. I feel horrible for in this entire storyline, but this has not been to get the best out of QB1, JF1. This has been to protect and develop Caleb Williams. A lot like what Kansas City did when Patrick Mahomes was first brought in. They had a lot of nice wide receivers, a lot of nice running backs. Obviously, with Travis Kelce, you had a great head coach in Andy Reid. There are things that the Bears don't have that Kansas City did in that aspect, but you can't deny the idea of, well, we're going to go in, we're able to invest a lot of money in certain positions, especially certain weaknesses that we've had, and solidify defensive holes that we may have had, and now we're able to invest to help grow our young quarterback with these receivers. That's because you can afford them on a rookie quarterback deal compared to what you're going to have to play Justin Fields in his fifth year option and then a future contract extension. All this is building up to April 25th, when the Bears are on the clock, they're selecting Caleb Williams. Now, again, I'm more well aware that we've had discussions here in the studio that there's a chance they trade down. There's a chance they keep Justin Fields. There's always a chance. There's always a possibility, especially in this crazy sport, right? Things just happen. Nobody expected Keenan Allen to get traded, let alone to the Bears. But I think it's the road with less obstruction. It's the simplest answer to the question that's been given to us. The Bears have the number one pick for the second straight year. They got a huge amount of assets in return last year for trading the number one pick. They've been able to flip that into so many great assets that are currently on the team and so many assets that are going to help build on this team and have given them opportunities to have money and cap space. This is a team that is built to win right now. They're going to try to put all this together and build around Caleb Williams. It could be a huge moment for Chicago sports after grabbing all those assets. And then in this draft, after making that huge trade for DJ Moore and trading the number one pick, you are now able to pick the highly scouted, can't miss prospect in Caleb Williams and surround him with a team that's already a good defense that has just been strengthened over the last few days of this free agency period. And now you're making a formidable offense for a guy who a lot of people believe can help make an impact the minute he hits the field. This isn't a project for Justin Fields. And let's get into that for a second. I feel horrible for Justin Fields because without a shadow of a doubt, if Justin Fields was to hit the free agency market, was to just poof, be out there in the open market, you would have teams lining up to sign him. But other teams are playing hardball, are playing smart. They're not just going to give the Bears a second round pick, a first round pick, a whole lot of third round picks. They're not going to make it easy for them. And honestly, good for them. They shouldn't make it easy, right? This is the whole ploy. This is negotiations. I think Ryan Poles has shown us one thing. He's an honest GM, as honest as an NFL GM can be. And this city, we have a good radar of what competent GMs and presidents of operations sound like. Use the Cubs for an example, right? We've seen it. We've heard it. Ryan Poles seems to be a straight shooter. He may be not giving us all the things he's thinking about, but he doesn't seem to be one that's lying or trying to give us misdirection. We've seen it. We've heard it. And then we've seen the reactions and actions he's taken. So when he says he's going to do right by Justin, try to find the best situation for Justin, I believe it. I believe he's just not trying to just get rid of him. Here, go, good luck, end up in this place. I believe he wants to look out for Justin Fields because Justin Fields is a heck of a talent. And more importantly, seems to be a heck of a dude. And it also goes to show that a lot of teams have a certain amount of belief in Justin. You know, because you hear a lot of people on national radio, national television, local radio, local television, talk and hype up Justin Fields, how much they like him, how much they love him, how much they think the Bears have done wrong by him, which they have, especially his rookie season. The Bears have not done any favors to Justin Fields. But you've heard people talk him up and say they would keep him. But when push came to shove, and we're at this moment right now, there is no market for him. And a lot of people want to say the Bears are waiting for Caleb Williams and his medical reports to come in so they can make their final decision. The Bears have made their decision. We had a feeling going into last year with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, the Bears were probably going to trade down. It was just a matter of how much can they get back. That's not the case now. You don't feel that now. Any type of speculation you have about the Bears trading down is our belief, our want as a fan base for Justin Fields to be done justice, to get his flowers, to be given a good team, not been given a raw deal, and be able to flourish. But that's not the case. This is the NFL. The reality is Ryan Poles is not going to trade down the number one pick and miss on a can't-miss prospect that has been touted as that for years, so that he can rely on another person's quarterback pick. And if they don't succeed, if they don't win a division, if they don't end up over 500, gonna lose his job. And now the next GM gets to get a new head coach, has a brand new whole hall of picks that Ryan Poles has given us, and grace because of the flameout that was this last regime. It just makes sense for Ryan Poles to go down the road of picking Caleb Williams. And if you look at how he is building this roster and he's selecting these players, these contracts he's giving, all the way up to even the real mystery of how Shane Waldron, the new offensive coordinator, is going to be, it is all to protect a rookie quarterback. And also keeping in mind that you're going to have a quarterback under a rookie deal. These are all things that we have to just keep in mind as this situation unfolds. But Keenan Allen is now a Chicago Bears. Let us know your thoughts here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. It is not even mid-March, and yet there is so much NFL news. April 25th is going to be a crazy day. We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm Mike Mercado.